When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
What are the chances that these little storm risks that are supposed to happen over the next few days are actually going to happen? Are we going to get some storm? Up to 3-inch hail on Friday, maybe?
I know. It sounds like it's kind of, well, it's acting like a typical spring, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't had this for a long time, when
we get the warnings of like, could be big tornadoes and big hail, whatever, it's a total dry hump.
I don't know. Let me see here real quick. Because of course I have plans Friday or Saturday that are outside.
Yeah.
There's a golf tournament.
And is it supposed to be Friday? Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday.
Sweet.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, thunderstorms. Yeah. Storm. So for today, did you get rain already last night, this morning?
Yeah. Yep. A little bit. Not a ton, but some.
Everything's wet. So, but gusty this afternoon, then I'm going to see tomorrow. Doesn't really give too many specifics on this app. I didn't watch the local news.
That's what they said. That's where they said 3-inch hail and powerful tornadoes. And
no, are Randy's sleeves up or what?
No, not yet. This was this morning. So he's probably ironing his shirt right now, getting ready.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Won't need the jacket this weekend, Julie. Hang it back up.
I wonder if they're in bed and like it's in the middle of the night and something starts going down. And he stands up in his tidy whities and he's like, I got to go. I feel like Batman.
Needs to put on a shirt so he can roll up his sleeves.
Yep. He has to get up, put on a shirt. He goes, I got to find my shirt. I'm going to have to roll up my sleeves. I got to know. I got to warn my people.
I feel like I need to roll my sleeves. I need to.
He just in his sleeps, he's just rolling and there's no sleep on. So Julie knows to wake him up because something's going down.
He came and spoke at Rotary. It was really fun. He was a lot of fun. And some people weren't aware of that because not everybody is on Twitter or on social media. You know what I mean? And follows that. And so a lot of people got a kick out of that because they're like, oh, yeah, because they all noticed he does the sleeve thing. But they didn't know there was literally accounts out there called Bill Ranby Sleeves.
The Ranby Factor.
yeah. So anywho, we'll see what happens. I don't know. Fingers crossed. Nothing severe. We'll go with that. I'm watching my neighbors right now are getting some tree work done, like trees trimmed on the circle. And so they've had the big machinery has been parked out here all day yesterday. And they stayed overnight because they're going to come back first thing this morning, apparently to finish doing some tree work, which you don't think about that stuff, but if the wind can't blow through the trees, it blows down the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like big parachutes.
Yeah. So they're getting that done maybe just in the nick of time, depending on what's coming through. Hopefully it's not like, I don't want big wind storms.
I'm over the wind. I'm so over the wind. The wind can go away. I'd rather take a little bit of hail than wind. I'm over it.
Just give me pea gravel hail.
If we're ordering a storm, pea gravel hail, marginal wind, a lot of rain, a lot of thunder.
And a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. I would take a good amount of rain. That'd be okay. Big story. TMZ even is covering this. And the producers of The Simpsons feel like they need to apologize. They killed off a character, I guess. And he's been on the show for 35 years.
Who?
Yeah, right? That's what I was like, what? And then they showed the picture and I'm like, I don't even recognize him. I'm like, wait, he is, it says here, okay, according to him, Larry, the barfly, Dalrymple?
Larry, like the guy who burp? Or is that was Barney?
Yeah, that was Barney. That was Barney with the big lip. The palate, basically, that would burp all the time. That's not him. It's the guy that sits at the end of the bar, always has a beer.
Oh, I remember him. The guy with the green hat.
Are you looking at? No, I don't know if he's the green hat guy or the guy that's almost bald. I'm looking at the picture of TMZ.
Got it. I'm seeing. Okay, I'm looking at that. Another one. The guy that's almost bald is holding the beer like he looks super tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember him. I don't remember anything he ever said, but I remember seeing him at the bar.
he's 90% of the time at Moe's Tavern, somewhere near Homer and his buddies. And every once in a while he has lines.
I don't remember anything he said, but I do remember his face and his tired eyes.
But according to the producer, it doesn't matter how small the role was because characters on The Simpsons don't die often. So it's a huge deal when they do. And then there's a picture of Homer with Larry in heaven at Buffalo Angel Wings.
Buffalo Angel Wings.
Anyway, so that's a big deal. So that's a big story on TMZ right now.
That's funny.
Because nothing else is going on.
Seriously. I mean, seriously, there's.
Oh, I do have a shout out, though. We got I forget to go check. Well, not well. Yeah, I do. It's my fault. I forget to check notes that people leave either on the podcast, depending on the platform or social media and stuff. It's like you've got to go through this laundry list of because they don't talk to each other. So you can't collect them all, right? Mm-hmm. When somebody leaves you a note. So you got to make sure you check all the platforms. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Anne. She's been listening for a while and she just threw out a love your podcast and just makes me smile. It doesn't matter. It was like short or long, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But she made mention of she got a giggle out of the fact that you finally decided to change the filter in your refrigerator so y'all don't grow antlers.
Yeah.
So, for the ice.
I just totally forgot about that. We need to do that soon.
You need to do that because it does affect the ice too.
Well, I asked Beth that. I told her and mm-hmm. she's like, eh. Get tough or die. I'm like, oh, okay.
I just take it out.
I think that's what we're going to, yeah, we're definitely not going to replace it. We'll just take it out.
Take it out? I don't know. I don't know if it still works. If you just, it should be able to bypass it if there's no filter in there.
I'm sure.
Because it's got to be better than running it through a, bacteria filled filter.
I would assume.
I would think.
I would think.
Logic dictates.
Yeah. I would think. I mean, the ice cubes are still clear-ish. So, but we'll take it out. We need to take it out.
Okay. Well, that'll make her happy. So, Anne, thank you for the note. Yeah, I appreciate that. Apparently, there is a work in progress, but they're having some difficulties trying to throw together a movie, a new OJ movie.
Why do we need another one?
I don't know. So, anyway, it's a partially finished film about OJ Simpson and how he may have been innocent. And it does have a couple people starring in it. One is an English actress. Her name's Charlotte Kirk. And she would be playing Nicole Brown Simpson. And according to the director, they've had some difficulty getting this thing populated with actors for some reason. One of them that they were trying to get was Owen Wilson. And he was even offered $12 million to be in the movie. Said he was perfect for the role. Everybody around, they wanted him in it. His agent wanted him to do it. At the end of the deal, though, the negotiation, Owen, they said, quote, stood up and said, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how OJ didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me.
Right? I mean, I don't know. It's you as an actor, you can play a talking zebra. I mean, that's still suspension of belief. So for $12 million, that'd be kind of tough to pass up.
It'd be hard, though. I mean, at this point,
yeah, they've kind of beaten a dead horse with this OJ thing.
Right. It's like, I think the ship has sailed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry they didn't get their movie made. And I feel bad for her, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then lastly, for me, Mercury retrograde is ending today.
When did it start? Do you know?
Way too freaking long ago.
Yeah.
Let me go back here and look here real quick. So it happens three times a year, essentially. And this one through April to now. And then there's another one coming up in August and then November, December. And that's just when everything goes crazy. I liked one paragraph. Let me see if I can find the one paragraph talking about Aries. Okay. So it was Metro. What did I say? Metro. What did I say? Retrograde. Mercury and retrograde. Metrograde.
You were combining them.
Yeah. Okay. So Mercury, the planet of the mind and mouth. Okay. So this is in Aries. So Aries, they say, generally is a loose cannon prone to shoot off at the mouth and ask questions, beg forgiveness later. So during this current Mercury retrograde, they said that would be affecting communication, commerce, and relationships And some relationships, it says, may have suffered, seriously shifted, or experienced the emotional equivalent of third degree burns.
Yeah.
So it's been rough, like miscommunications.
Or just harsh communications. There are miscommunications, but then also just people not treating each other like they should.
Not short tempers, but yeah, not patience, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, Everybody's just like, oh my God, mm-hmm, can we get this right? So that's what's been going on. But
I've heard more people tell other people that they need to be medicated in the last 6 weeks, just in general conversations, than I have in a while. So maybe that must be why.
I can think of three. Your meds are off.
Yeah.
Your meds are off. So today, with that ending, three zodiac signs are going to start seeing incredible luck in some areas of their life. Thursday, they said, is so good you'll want to eat it up with a spoon for three of
today,
the zodiac signs.
Today, Thursday?
Starting today.
Okay.
Starting today. You should feel a shift in the universe if you're Gemini, Virgo, or Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So just kind of be ready for good shit.
So is that like, we're talking like go take advantage, get lottery tickets, get whatever, or just got good fortune coming your way?
I think things will just start falling your way a little bit in some areas of your life.
Okay.
Okay. So just kind of like take note.
Okay.
And enjoy it and be thankful when it happens. Notice it when it does. And don't take it for granted because we got another Mercury in retrograde coming up in August. So
yeah.
Prepare so there's that.
We're bracing ourselves for that.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're and maybe, I don't know if Mercury retrograding, like Beth and I haven't had any arguments or anything because I'm perfect. But like in the last 2 weeks, when I say we, I mean primarily she, but she asked my opinion because it's cute because she thinks that my opinion matters in paint colors. But we're trying to find paint colors for the outside of our house. We're painting the outside of our house.
Are you going to change the color?
We are completely, yes, because right now it's yellow. So we are changing. Like, we weren't happy. Well, I like it.
There are many yellow houses. It's kind of.
Yeah, I think there might be a reason for that. It's been a yellow for a minute. It's just not what we would have chosen. And it's not, but we're fine with it. Like, it's okay, but it's that time where we need
changing
to make repairs anyway.
Changing the color of the house is a huge deal because it usually also affects or can affect the color of your roof.
Mm-hmm.
The color of your brick pavers or facade fronts, the color of the stones, the color of the shutters.
Oh my gosh.
Your curtains.
And that's what we don't want to change anything else but the paint. So it's trying to find that paint combo. And it's three different colors. There's like a main, there's a trim, there's a garage door, front door, like all that. And all those have to work within the confines of, like you just said, the pavers, the that, because we don't want to change anything else. So it's just crazy. Yeah. And I've known this, but I've never painted the exterior of any home that I've lived in. It's always been like siding and then we moved. So I'd never gone through the outside. But last night had all these little swatches painted or taped to the house or whatever. And it's just crazy how our neighbor across the street, we're like, oh, we love that color of his house, whatever. We want to get something that kind of accents that looks good in the neighborhood, whatever. And we went over to his house last night with our swatches and this color that we liked, which we thought was much darker than his. It's the exact same color, but in the sun, it looks like a completely different color. So it's a total mind screw, this whole exterior paint thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I did mine a couple years ago. And you do, if you have, I have metal siding. So it was due to be repainted. And it lasted a long, long time. I don't know that anybody ever repainted it before. I have no idea. But mine wasn't a change. I kept mine basically the same color, but I changed all the shutter colors. That changed everything for me. And just perked thing. And I changed the color of the front door.
That changed a lot.
Was like enough to just like, whoa, now it looks like a different house. This is awesome. So,
like exterior is a big, huge, it's a big commitment because you interior, we had that done. But like, if you get bored with a living room color, you can, or you don't like it once it's up, just paint it the next weekend. But exterior, it's not that easy.
It's they're more than happy to come do it again.
Heck yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the search right now for someone to stain my fence, which is a lot of fence. And so it's like, well, I haven't done it for about 8 years. It needs it.
It needs it.
I've been putting it off.
we tried to stain our deck 2 years ago ourselves. We got halfway through and we said, uh-uh.
I did that once too.
No, like, nope, never again. We stopped at a board so there was no seam and we're like, that's it. So we called somebody and had them do it. Like, forget this. This is tough.
If nothing else, it makes you appreciate the person that you're hiring.
Yes.
Because you know it's a pain in the butt once you start. Because it's hard to really appreciate when, because it is expensive. It's not cheap to do it because it is laborious. But once you've tried to do it yourself, it's like putting up drywall. Once you've tried to do it yourself, I absolutely love you and I appreciate your work, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you add a zero to that, it's probably still a reasonable price.
Probably fair.
Yeah, probably fair.
Well, speaking of which, I don't know if you knew this, but Centris Federal Credit Union can help you out with things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're doing any kind of work on your home or something that you're possibly needing to tap into that home equity line or maybe a line of credit from Centris Federal Credit Union, if you've got dreams of doing updates and upgrades and changing some things, they've got all kinds of products and they can help you see probably the best path to take when it comes to using the equity in your home, or if you would rather have a line of credit or maybe some of their other products. They would love to talk with you and kind of show you what some of the options are. Even if you don't bank with them right now, just kind of talk to them and just kind of see how they operate. I think that could do a lot to open your eyes to what kind of a place they are. They're just super people. Federally insured NCUA equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
There you go.
Hit them up. So. All right. Well, deuce out, Metro grade, Red Ever grade.
Mercury. And retrograde.
Okay. See you retrograding. See you in a couple months. Later. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate the support. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.